Blog Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for joining us. This is Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Today, it is just Stephanie here. We have had some family issues going on. So Mom is on a plane traveling to Washington State right now, and obviously she could not call into the show. So I'm here, but you know what the great news is? We have got a phenomenal guest for you guys today. Mom has been raving about this lady for weeks. I know she was so disappointed she was not going to be able to be here live for the show, but that's okay because I am just as excited to talk with her. Now, if you haven't joined us on Black Belt Selling before, we are a mother-daughter team of black belts in Taekwondo based out of Texas, and her and I got together one day and said, you know what? We need to figure out how to take the mindset, the techniques, the tools, the training that it took to get us to become black belts in martial arts and teach people how to use those same mindsets and tools in sales. Because everyone wants to be a champion. Everyone wants to be the best. And so that's what we're here today. And today we're talking about public speaking. We started this series last week talking about how public speaking can help elevate and accelerate your business. This gets overlooked so often. So I'm really excited because last week we kind of talked about when and how to look at it. Well, this week we have got an expert here with us to give you some amazing ideas. Rosalind Khan is a three times TEDx speaker. I did not know that until just now. She's a three times TEDx speaker. As an undergraduate student, she found she had a passion for public speaking and then joined Toastmasters and then returned to college to major in the subject and then started to have the opportunities to get involved with TEDx and then after volunteering became a speaker. And you know what I love about that one line right there? That tells me this woman has the heart of a helper. She is here to help you out, and that's what we're here today for. So Rosalind, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so excited that you're joining us today on Black Belt Selling.
Well, thank you so much for a phenomenal introduction. I've never heard it done so well. You are a champion. I can tell understand why you got a black belt in karate and martial arts and what you're doing in this world. It is beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I think the Italian side of me comes out. I've got the gift of gab sometimes, not all the time, but. You know, every so often it pops out.
There you go. So my husband always says there's never a conversation that I can't be a part of, so we're going to have a good time today.
Oh, sweet. All right, we might run over then, but that's awesome. So do you mind real quick, I know we kind of told them a little bit about it, but tell us your story, how you got started in public speaking and how it became, how you became a speaker's coach.
Well, there you go. Exactly. So I'm going to take us back to when I was in college. One of my favorite classes I took at UC Santa Barbara, Gil Gauchos, is a class that was called Community Dialogue. And it was a class where you took a speech out to different audiences. And my speech was near and dear to my heart. It was the difference between men and women and what paid to work. So I went to a secretarial school, and I went to the American Society of Professional Women. And something about having that opportunity to go out in the community really inspired me. And so when I graduated college early, my father said, you need to go to this group called Toastmasters. And Toastmasters, for those who don't know, is a public speaking organization that trains people in the art of public speaking as well as the leadership. And the average person stays in that group for about a year. Well, I loved it so much I was in over 10 years. And I always had a knack for speaking, and so I would go to the group that I didn't win a prize as the most inspirational because I always wanted to set the bar higher and higher. So after probably 10 years of doing it, and Toastmasters, as I said, is a public speaking and leadership organization, I had competed in the area competition, the division competition, the district competition, and then I went on to the region, and I got all the way up to the region, and I was what was called an impromptu speaker, and it was a time where Exxon Valdez had a spill. And my thing was to respond to, and they whistle while they work. Well, if you don't know anything about the context of Southern California, out on the Inland Empire is a bit conservative. So when my line was whistle while they work, I just made a joke about them whistling while they work while they were cleaning up. and I forgot the context of where I was at, and therefore I got sent back to the classroom and have been trying to get myself out of the gutter here. But that's a little joke and play on words, but you've always got to remember where you're at. So from that love mm-hmm. of speaking, I went from the Toastmaster world into the college classroom, and I've been teaching for the last 2 decades. And there's a saying by Malcolm Gladwell about why people go and achieve success. And they said you got to spend over 1,000 hours. So if you look at my 20-plus years, you could say I've been practicing for quite a while. Quite a while. It just didn't happen overnight. And when I was in a seminar this weekend by Joel Bowers, he said something along the lines that you can teach someone the skills, but there's an innate nature of how they go ahead and achieve success. Do they want to do it? Do they do everything that they need to do to go ahead and make it happen? Or they're just trying to, get out there. So we've got to have that desire. So from the Toastmaster world to the classroom, I was involved in a group called American Society of Training and Development, did some work in industry, taught in classes there. And then when the market fell out in the 80s, I went into the classroom to teach. And one of my friends introduced me into the TED world. And when I sat in the audience and I looked up on that stage, I said, I want to be on that stage. I want to be on that stage. And so I got an opportunity as a volunteer. And there was a TED talk. There's a guy by John Bates who's one of my mentors and one of my heroes in the world. When you're a volunteer, for those of us who are listening, you got to take volunteer to the farthest extreme that you can take it. So in Toastmasters, I was an area governor, division governor, and lieutenant governor of marketing. When I got into the TED world, I saw this opportunity that I could see other TED events. And so I went and I saw the TEDx in San Diego, America's Remarkable City, and met some colleagues there. And that's where I met, he was up on stage as the person who was leading that as the moderator. And when I was working with the people in Pasadena 2.0, their TED conference, they needed someone to help the speakers. And I said, well, I have a friend. I've got a friend named John Bates. He could come out. And so he came out and did some coaching. And then when he put on a seminar that was how to get on the TED stage, I walked in and said, my name's Rosalyn. I teach public speaking, and I'm just here to learn. So here's the tip. You don't go on and say, I'm going to get that on that stage. And you said it from the very get-go. You said, I know from listening to you, you're a helper. And there couldn't be a better way to describe me, because that's what I said when I was in that venue. I'm here. How can I serve? How can I help? And this lady contacted me in the line to the bathroom and said, you never know where things happen. Some say the golf course. I say it's in the bathroom. And she said, I want to work with you. I do this TEDx that's in Alaska, it's in Colorado, and I think you've got great potential. And so before I even became a TED speaker, I had the opportunity to work with nearly a dozen people who were already accepted, and I was coaching them on their speaking skills because of my decades of experience in the background. And just as a sideline, in the school and the competitions, I train people to become champions. There was a year in college experience, it's jumping around, but there's a point here. They always say when we're at our worst, life goes ahead and shows us who we are. I'd fractured a wrist, and I was supposed to start working at a new school, and they held back the starting date. And when I got into the class, I said, you know, some people think public speaking is really tough and really hard, but look at this monstrosity on my arm here. Now, if I can stand here and teach, it all comes from up here, and there's nothing wrong with my brain. There's nothing wrong with my mouth. I know that I can train you in this class to be champions, and I did. Mm-hmm. My first semester working at Oxnard College, and I had two of my students, they went ahead and took second and third, so I said to the school I was teaching at Santa Monica College, okay, guys, it's up to you. We've got second and third. You're going to make place first. They did. And you should have seen the students gathered around. Oh, my God, she was the best. She was the greatest. She was the greatest. And I did that for 2 to 3 years in a row. Recap, I was a champion of public speaking in Toastmasters to a level. Then I came back to the other world. I helped, I guided, I coached, and then I practiced that coaching skills with my students and then came back and did with TED speakers. So after I had done 6 to 8 TED speakers, there was this young kid by the name of Kane Milroy. You can go ahead and check him out. He's a 10-year-old that I worked with who was in charge of the video arcade that he made in his father's car store. And he became a hero. And when they needed someone to coach him, I came up with the idea because all his travels and his verbal skills weren't at the top level that they could be. Let's take out the barf bag. And so when you go and you look at Kane's speech, you'll see Kane there with his barf bag and his 5 lessons that he learned. And after I did that one, I said, man, I think I've done enough. It's my turn. Patience is a virtue, and I think 8 is enough. So a month after I made that declaration, I was booked for my first TED Talk. That was a month later, and it's kind of funny when we stop and think about this. It was when Obama, I think, was going to be inaugurated in one of his first or second, I'm really bad at history, his first or second inaugurations in 2013, that I was practicing that TED speech. I've never worked so hard on a speech, and it was absolutely the most amazing thing for my life. And I think the following year I was invited to another event, and I was traveling off to Italy. And so I recommended a friend of mine who got on a stage, and then the next year they called me and they said, how would you like to give a talk? And that's when I did my second one, which was called Breaking Cultural Barriers, which has become my signature speech about how everyone can make a difference in the world. All of these are on my webpage, rosalindkahn.com. And then from there, I loved to practice. And so I said this, you know, I asked the coordinator, is there someone else that you know? And there was a TEDx Walnut. And so all of mine have been targeted to youth, and this one really hit the gut. As a young child growing up, one of my pain points as a 13-year-old is I was diagnosed with scoliosis. And the speech is called Coming Around the Curve, and it's how I use that to empower me to be a more compassionate, kind, loving person.
Wow.
And that just brings, you know, from the story of my life to here now. And so, you know, we talk about a compassionate human being. One day I was walking down the street. I wasn't in one of my best moods, and I saw this kid sitting there. And it turned out he was homeless. He didn't have a home. And I made it my mission that night to find him a bed to sleep. That's who I am. The other night I was at a restaurant, and I asked everyone in the world what they're most grateful for. And the woman had a drug addiction of some sort. And when she said that she got a second chance on life, I was like, let me just thank you. You made the best decision that you could have made in your life. I'm so grateful. And she's on my list to go ahead and call back because I believe life is about helping humanity to be the best that they can be. And being on TED is just a way to share your message of what you can give to the world.
Well, and I want to make a point, you know, for all of our listeners out there, you know, whenever we're talking about black belt selling, I know some of you guys are sitting there going, wait a second, what does this have to do with selling? And if you've been listening to us for any point in time, I want you to realize something Robin's saying here, and that is this was all about giving back and serving. You know, when Mom and I took the oath to become instructors with our association, one of the things we had to do to be approved as instructors was to go through a class. And one of the first things we were taught was that you as a leader, as an instructor here, your job is to lead by serving. Your job is to lead by showing, lead by example. And that's what we teach in sales too. You know, not everyone can be a black belt. This radio show is not for everybody. It's for the elite few. And that's, I think, the best thing. I mean, your story is great, too, but I really think that's the best. Your entire life just exemplifies that you gave first. And that's why you've received everything you have. Now, I know our listeners are listening, and we've got people who are on board and wanting to know how, obviously, public speaking builds confidence, and you need confidence to be a master in sales. But
you know, it's one thing to connect with people one-on-one. It's a whole other thing to connect with 30, 40, 50, 200, 500, 1,000 people at once. So what's the key to connecting with their, what's the key to connecting with a large audience of listeners?
Well, one of them is you truly need to be your authentic self of who you are. I recently attended a beautiful concert by a colleague of mine. He's my life coach. His name is Daniel Tyler Ponke. And as I was talking to a good friend of mine, Lee Pound, Coach Wright, he was saying, what did you see about Daniel on the stage? He was up there just communicating, but he wasn't communicating. He was connecting to each and every person in that audience and what resonated in their heart. You have to be your truly authentic self. And I'm going to give you an example, but it multiplies to the rest of the world. It multiplies to the rest of the world. I go around and ask everybody what they're grateful for and, you know, what life means to them. And so on that same day, I met the lady in the restaurant. There was a lady I met as I was parking my car to visit one of my friends, songwriter Shane. She's an amazing singer. She evaluates people for their Grammy songs. And I saw this beautiful bag in the back of the lady's car. And said, oh, that's a beautiful bag. I said, it's a really interesting design. And she then starts emptying it out, and she hands it to me. And she says, I want to give you this gift. And I'm just Rosalyn of who I am. And I say, gratitude beyond words. God bless you. Thank you. What are you doing? Here's my card. And when I got home that night, there was this email. And this email says it all. When I met you, I was on the phone, and I'm always about random acts of kindness. And my mother and I always have these talks about how we can give back to society. And I just think it's incredible that our past came ahead and crossed in, you know, that I met you. I'm definitely afraid of speaking, but I also have this need, and I'm looking for someone who can coach me in my life and take me to where I am. I don't know if you know anybody or you can help me, but I just wanted to let you know when you said God bless you, it really resonated with my heart because no one had said that to me in such a long time. And it's, you know, my coach always says, be your true authentic self and the world will go ahead and open up to you. And when you're your true authentic self, you connect to a second email I got from this lady I knew from years ago. And her name is Rini. And Rini has this business networking group that she goes ahead and does. And she knows that I've been a TED speaker. And she said, hi, Rosalyn, how you doing? I know that you've done TED Talks before. I'd like to see about getting you out to my group to give a talk. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I was just saying, I want to be on the stage speaking. I want to be on the stage speaking. And there is somebody out there watching over me. There is somebody out there watching over me. And so it's be your true authentic self. As you had said, I'm going to go back a second to something about the power of service. I was at a yoga class last night, and the yoga instructor said he'd learned from his mentor at the age of 15, you're cheating the world unless you give back and share. You're a thief.
Oh. Wow.
And, you know, my life after that age has just truly blossomed. Truly blossomed. And it's, you know, be yourself. A friend of mine that I had met with, whose name is Soraya Dean, was giving a talk. We're doing this thing on domestic violence and bullying and so forth. And as I was watching her speak, she talked about Nelson Mandela and what he talked about and the power of speaking. And she talked about her life as an attorney and how it didn't fit. But the one thing that she surmised from all of these was the need to handle difficult communications and how we come out on the other side, and that showing people you understand their pain. So in the sales process, we all want to make sales. We all want to increase our business. But what does the customer want most of all? Where's the part in the process you can help? You know, I go ahead and look at it as, you know, is it the fear factor? And if it's the fear factor, I like to say, we never know when the most important words we say can change someone's life. There was a gentleman from the Faculty Association of the Community Colleges. His name was Bill, and excuse me right now. And he was the regional governor, or the person who oversaw all the faculty associated with California community colleges. And he said, that message just helped me so much. I've been doing what I've been doing for a long time. He was an accounting teacher, but it really helped him resonate with the audience. Be yourself, be who you are, and show the people that you can connect and relate to them. And that you're just being yourself.
I think that's the best advice that I've heard that different ways when I talk to people about how to connect with the audience, but I think that's the best advice I ever received when it came down to public speaking. You know, sometimes we get on stage and we think it's time to perform. You know, sometimes we get into a sales appointment, we think it's time to perform, and it's never time to perform. It's time to be yourself. You know, have confidence in yourself and your ability to take care of your clients and be yourself. You know, we're actually almost done with the show already. I'm amazed every single week at how quickly this goes by. We have a little over 8 minutes left. But I want to, you know, obviously you stepped out. This was kind of a lifelong process for you, but we've got listeners right now who are listening and they're trying to figure out, how do I step out and start using public speaking in my business? What do I do? How do I get started with this whole process? So for those who are wanting to get out, but maybe they're scared of public speaking, or maybe they just don't know how to get started, what's the best piece of advice you could give them?
Well, there's actually three things that we could do. Number one is I would make a practice of going and watching TED Talks every week. Go ahead and put on your phone, put on an app to go ahead and watch TED Talks, because they are absolutely amazing and incredible examples of people getting up and speaking, and they are just having a conversation. They're not performing. It's simply a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, one of the organizations that I started with is Toastmasters International, and there's a gentleman by the name of Lance Miller, and Lance Miller's claim to fame was when he got up and became the international champion of public speaking. And I think there's Damian Williams, who is also a champion of public speaking, who's absolutely blind. And third is get out there and practice anywhere you can, be it your local Rotary's Club, your local Kiwanis Club, your church organization, your children's school. Get up there and be open to feedback. The only way that we can grow and prosper is to get the feedback from someone else. I mean, I've been, you know, posting different videos every day up on my page, and it's amazing how they're really catching on, because I'm just being my truly authentic self, and I'm practicing for that big moment. And you never know when you put in the practice when that big moment is going to come, and you got to pretend that this is the practice for the real deal. And do it as if it was.
Yeah. That's a great point. You know, it goes back to what you said earlier about Malcolm Gladwell's whole thing about to become a master, you need 10,000 hours. Well, you know, you're never going to get 10,000 hours if you don't start with one. So that's, you know, we sometimes think I've got to get out there and it's got to be perfect. You know, when I first started speaking, one of the first things that my coach had me start doing was just start getting videos out there. And he told me, don't go back and look at any of them. Just get them out there. So I did, and recently I went back and I was going through some of them, and I was like, oh, my God, I was terrible. Holy cow, no wonder I wasn't getting anyone who wanted to watch my videos. But now, I cut a new video now and put it out there, and it starts going crazy. People start clicking it, liking it, but it had to start somewhere. So I think that's a very timely reminder for our listeners. You know, if you haven't had the chance, if you want to go back and listen to some last week, Mom and I talked about some great ways to get started in public speaking. We talked about some of the perks of public speaking. If you missed that show, hop on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/blackbeltselling and pull up the radio show. You can listen to the archived show from July 15th and check it out. We had some
awesome ideas in there. I think it meshes perfectly with what Rosalind is talking about here, with the need to practice, the need to give, and how this helps you grow. This was an amazing show. I'm so grateful we had you here, Rosalind. Now, if we have a listener who's listening right now and desperately wanting to get a hold of you or get more information from you, what's going to be the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Okay, well, the absolute best way is to go to my webpage, which is rosalindkahn.com. I'll spell that for you. It's rosalindkahn.com. I also have a Google voicemail, and the beauty of the Google voicemail is there's always room. It never runs out of space. That phone number is 818-672-6265, 818-672-6265. I also have some gifts for your listeners, because I always believe life is about giving gifts and everyone likes to get them. So anyone who visits my webpage and would like to get a free copy of the first chapter of my book can just go ahead and click on that, and they can download the first chapter for free, get a taste of what it's all about. And for any listener who mentions your show, I will give them a 15-minute introduction to me working with them on a Skype call or conference call, that we can help them get the direction of where they want to go. So just go ahead and mention that we run Black Belt Sales Radio, and my name is Rosalind, and they want to take advantage of that. And I would be most happy for the first 15 people to go ahead and call to make that a possibility. So just have them reach out to me and mention the Black Belt Sales Radio, and I'll be happy to chat with them. Gratitude beyond words.
Awesome. I hope everyone who's listening to this reaches out, takes advantage. Well, at least 15 people. The first 15. Take advantage of this quickly, guys. RosalindKahn.com. I'm going to go ahead. I'll post that in the Facebook group, which, by the way, if you are not a member of our Facebook group yet, you have got to hop on over. Facebook.com/groups/BlackBeltSelling. Join the group. We post inspirational videos and graphics and articles in there all week long to help keep you moving forward in business, because let's be honest, sales is a tough job, and the only way you're going to keep pushing yourself forward is if you can keep the motivation levels up. So hop on over. If you can either replay this to grab Rosalind's site. It's rosalindkahn.com. Phone number is 818-583-7328. Or you can hop on over, and regardless, I recommend you hop on over and join us at facebook.com/groups/BlackBeltSelling. Become part of the elite group of listeners who interact with us every single week, ask questions, post, like, get to know us even better, and get a reminder every single week as we're getting ready to go live with this Black Belt Selling tips and tricks. You know, this has been a great year so far over on the Black Belt Selling side. I hope you guys are doing the same. Rosalind, I can't thank you enough for coming on with us today. You had so many nuggets to share with our listeners, and I hope that they will do like I know I'm going to have to do here and go back and listen to this show several times over, because, you know, there was so much good stuff you said. So thank you for joining us today. That really means a lot to me that you took time out of your schedule to come on with us.
Well, no, it truly was a pleasure beyond means. I always like sharing my information with the world and seeing how I can make the world a better place and seeing if there's more people out there who need to get some help. And I just love what you're doing with the world and making this information available for everyone. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Gratitude beyond words.
Well, thank you again. Guys, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. Huge hand for Rosalind Kahn for joining us this week. Don't forget to come back again next week. Mom and I are lining up a killer group of speakers over the next couple of months. You do not want to miss it. We will be here every Friday, 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, blogtalkradio.com/BlackBeltSelling. In the meantime, I want you to get out there and make it a great week, your life will be what you want it to be. Best of luck, everyone. We'll chat with you again next Friday.